right. Congratulations to Stratford. Stratford is our star of the state. Every week we pick another Connecticut city or town, and we celebrate them throughout the week. This week, it's all about Stratford. Don't forget, on Friday, we give away free coffee from 8 to 9 a.m. We'll be at 1275 West Broad Street in Stratford at the Dunkin' Donuts.
A very well-reviewed location, I might add, by the way. People say they always get their orders right, and it's fast and friendly.
Okay.
Stratford, Stratford, Stratford.
Every Monday, we kick it off with a pop quiz. Producer Christian versus Raven. See how much they know about Stratford. I have five questions. You guys ready to go?
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
Producer Christian, ring your bell so we know that's you. That bell is from 1937 and lives in the studio. Raven has Lila's old, that's my dog's old squeaky toy. There we go. Okay. Question number one. What year did Stratford elect its first mayor?
This is a tough one.
A, 1974. B, 1999 in preparation for Y2K. C, 2005. Or D, 1864. We're going to go to Raven.
D, 1864.
Christian, go ahead.
Wow. 1974?
That is also incorrect.
What?
Wow.
The correct answer is 2005. Prior to this, they were run by a committee.
What?
Crazy people in Stratford. Crazy committee place.
All right. You guys are tied at zero.
I had no idea. That's very interesting.
No, neither did I. That's good.
Seemed like a lot of options you gave us.
Well, you get four. It's A, B, C, D. It's like a regular test.
All right.
All right. Number two.
Could have been three.
What fixture is on display at Booth Memorial Park? A statue of the Connecticut legend Gino Auriemma. B, a toll booth from the Merritt Parkway.
Mm.
C, a bronze cheeseburger in honor of Louis, the first hamburger creator.
That sounds good.
Your mom. Yes.
I'm going to go with a toll booth.
Why
would you say Christian? I clearly whooped him on that.
No, I didn't say Christian. I said Raven, did I?
No, you got it backwards.
Oh, all right. Well, that's okay.
I was laughing. The your mom one threw me off a little bit.
I'm leading you 1-0.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Raven leads 1-0.
Yeah, these are tough.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Toll booth in the Merritt Parkway, though. Old school.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
They'd bring it right back out of retirement if they could.
Easy. Take it easy with that. It didn't pass.
Thank gosh.
Number three. What is the name of the women's fast pitch softball team that has played in Stratford since 1947? A, the Brackettes. B, yes, Christian.
Is it the Brackettes?
That is actually correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
You guys are tied.
Your mom
one.
Play for them?
No, she didn't. No.
Well, how come when you just use the phrase "your mom," people laugh like it was a bad thing?
I just threw it off.
You could have played softball.
Anytime you say "your mom," I giggle. Right. Your mom.
It's the answer to half these questions.
Oh, we're like a child. All right,
here we go.
Here.
Tied up.
Number four. What is the name of the Voice One season winner who is from Stratford? A. Nick Fradiani. B. Drew Cole. C, Javier Colon, or D, Adam Levine? Yes, Raven.
Javier Colon.
That is correct.
Woo!
Yes.
He's from Stratford.
He is from Stratford.
I never knew that till now.
And such a nice guy.
He is a very nice guy.
Such a nice guy.
I know people who like know him and they brag about knowing him because he's nice, not because he's famous.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he's so sweet.
Well, one of the nicest guys I ever met. Okay, so you got, Raven is leading you, Christian, 2-1. Christian, you need this last one to tie.
Okay.
In 1651, Goody Bassett was tried, convicted, and sentenced to death for the hanging of what crime? A, counterfeit ice cream. B, robbing banks. Yes.
Witchcraft.
That is correct.
Woo!
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to know why Raven knows that?
Look at that memory.
The reason why Raven knows that is because the town of Stratford has tried to get Goody Bassett pardoned for this witchcraft thing.
And Anna, as soon as she heard, wanted to march right on down to the Capitol. And I was like, we spent 9 hours there for Halloween. I'm not going back for an ice cream witch.
It's true. I wanted to go.
I'm not doing it. Love you, Stratford. I'm not doing it.
I really wanted. I was like, you know what? We should make this our cause to get Goody Bassett pardoned for witchcraft, and Raven lost his mind. He's like, no more with your handball schemes.
No.
That's it.
No. Love you, Stratford. Love you, good witch. Love the ice cream.
I got distracted by the ice cream.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, on that note, she should be pardoned, that poor witch. But
the two of you have a great time.
Raven has won today, and congratulations to Stratford. We'll hear more from you all throughout this week.
And Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.